I'm Dodd Morris for Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The Central African Republic hopes to find a salve for the wounds of war. A special criminal court is going up in the capital city, signaling a shift in acknowledging the impact of trauma and instability. World Mission's Greg Kelly says finding a permanent solution won't be easy. There's sectarian and tribal conflict and corruption. Instead of waiting for stability, ministries are taking a trauma healing message to the displaced.
In the Central African Republic, there's about 3,000 to 4,000 participants right now in our listening groups. And just in the last couple of weeks, we've heard of 250 people that have made decisions for Jesus just by going through this. And again, the American Bible Society has put it together, and World Mission is loading it on our solar-powered audio Bible.
Please pray for unity and healing within the nations and tribes of the CAR. A new online initiative challenges viewers to choose to fully live for Christ. E3 Partners recently introduced their Live Second initiative as part of their I Am Second series. The goal is to guide casual viewers to dive more deeply into their faith. Jeff Johnston from E3.
And so we're calling it Live Second. It's really a challenge. It's a challenge for people to not just view the content or to not just, you know, say that they're a Christian, but then to truly live that out in their lives, just putting others first, putting Christ first in everything that you do in your life.
The Live Second initiative includes a gospel presentation, an opportunity to connect with a Live Second coach, and next steps to help you begin living out a life of choosing Christ first. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. This month, Bibles for the World offers the free book Learn the Bible in a Year. It'll help you read and understand God's story through the entire Bible in just a few minutes each day. Get your copy at missionnews.org. For Ruth Kramer, I'm Dodd Morris.